I was actually largely pleased with the way that the captain with the Raleigh Police Department handled things early on, and that he was encouraging people to stand 6 feet apart, to continue their protest. He said, "You're in violation of the order, and I'm here to tell you that, and I'm not trying to cause any trouble, but I'm also going to let you know that for now, at least, if you'll at least stand 6 feet apart, then, you know, maybe we can work something out." I think I later saw him off to the side with someone from Capitol Police and the like, trying to work this out and trying to figure out what to do. And of course, they ended up breaking it up, the demonstration up, put them in a difficult situation, because if they had allowed it to stand, then of course others would follow. But it's the sort of situation that's really difficult to defend, because the city's official position now is that protesting is a non-essential activity. And that's the real problem if you have any knowledge of constitutional law and our basic rights as Americans, is that you always have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, there may be certain limitations as to how you can do it, and those have to be spelled out to defend a compelling state interest, and in this case, protecting people from infection by the coronavirus. But you can't just simply say, we're going to outlaw all protests.
Right.
It's just not possible.